Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, it's another day. Another awesome start, a fresh beginning, even before the sun rises. Pump it up.
But what a bright moon.
Yes, indeed.
It's
a
huge
super moon. Yes. Yes, it was. Very nice this morning. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. One of your top stories, of course, more on the attempted assassination. Almost ridiculous to continue this dialogue after what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. What an embarrassment to the Secret Service. You would think automatically, I mean, they would go out of their way to say, we're not going to have any scrutiny whatsoever. We are going to double and triple coverage everything. But that's not the case. That's not the case. I get it. This wasn't on the list. There's listed and unlisted events that the president, or in this case, former President Trump, would be doing. Going golfing is not on the listed things, so it would require less coverage generally. But none of the regular rules should apply. They shouldn't apply to begin with when we're talking about not just a former president, but also one who is the leading candidate. Okay? So there should be double protection. Not, well, he's, you know, if it was the president, we'd have, you know, we could use dogs and infrared and drones. It's like, are you, who is keeping that decision from being made?
Right.
And they should be fired. I don't care if it's the interim guy. I don't care if they have to go through hundreds. Look, all of this, some of this started a long time ago. You probably, maybe you didn't hear, I had my cousin on the air when the first attempt, well, when they actually shot the president. I had him on the air and talking about you know, his time and career with the Secret Service. And even then, and he didn't go into it, but I know the story because, you know, we grew up as cousins. And I know the story, and he got himself in trouble because he tried to explain to some people higher up that they're in a life and death business. And that this, you know, equal opportunity hiring practices is fine as long as the person is qualified. And he pointed out where there was a couple that were not qualified. Wasn't long after that one of those unqualified people became his boss.
Ooh,
and his career ended pretty shortly after that. And it goes into a longer story that sounds conspiratorial, but I can tell you it's the God's truth. And also came straight from his father, who is a trusted man that I've known my whole life. He was a decorated Philadelphia police officer. Anyway, long story short, anytime you do this kind of diversity and this DEI and all that, you're going to run into problems. And, you know, you can hide some weak employees in different lines of work. That's much more difficult to do when it's something like the Secret Service. It's all hands on deck all the time. It's type A personalities, hard-charging people that go above and beyond getting the job done. Now, clearly, that's not the case or the way they're operating now, and it hasn't been for some time. Why wouldn't you use the infrared stuff? That's a way to detect if there's a warm body.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
It could be a stray dog. or it could be a human being hiding in the bushes for 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part.
So, again, we could hash and rehash. I'd rather have hash browns. But, we could go over this again and again. But there is a problem there. There is a disconnect.
Yeah.
And it would seem, and Joe Biden at least is saying the right things. And even former President Trump admitted, hey, I had a great phone call with Joe. Great. He's very friendly, helpful, whatever. But the bottom line is do they need to put out an executive order to protect Donald Trump properly? Because they should. They absolutely should. And in fact, and I'm stealing a little of this from Laura last night on Fox News Channel, Laura Ingraham. And she said something like, if they really wanted to so-called tone down the rhetoric, if they really wanted to protect this man, if they really wanted to, or were about unity or anything, they'd have Joe Biden and Trump maybe coming out of the Oval Office together, shaking hands and, saying, hey, the rhetoric's gotten too heated. And, say on both sides.
Yeah.
And we're going to protect this man, et cetera, et cetera. They could do that, but they won't. They won't do that, but they could, and they should. There's no reasonable excuse. It begs for the conspiratorial thoughts. It begs for it. You didn't cover the perimeter once and a building top, and now here we are a few weeks later, and there was an issue at the perimeter. And I guess it's even more irritating when they're, in some ways, and I hate to say the Secret Service in general, because there's some really super dedicated people. But, for anybody, management, whatever, to take this kind of victory lap, well, we got him. We got him before, he got any shots off. He was never, the president was never in range, whatever. No. That guy should have never been there.
Yeah.
Should have never been there. There's a problem. And he was, I don't know that he was hidden in place for 12 hours. There's some conflicting information. But he was in the general vicinity for sure for about 11 or 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Much of it he had to be kind of hiding. And how lucky, really, they were that the barrel of the gun was sticking out to the point to where it could be seen.
Because really, without the president on the green yet or in line of sight, it wouldn't have to be set up that way.
Exactly.
He could have waited.
Yeah. What if it wasn't extended to where it could be easily visible until the last minute? I mean, look at how close the Crooks kid came on the roof to shooting the president. And he had just been... A cop was, like, hanging on the top of the roof. Hey, what's going on? He saw the gun. He drops down.
Uh-huh.
The kid was able to get back in his prone position and fire a shot that just missed it. And he got 7 rounds off. So, yeah, there's really a... I call it a disconnect.
Yeah.
It's... We're just sitting here watching this unfold, and if it's not addressed properly, it's just a matter of time.
Oh, absolutely. You're going to be lucky so many times in a row.
Exactly. And you're going to get somebody that's slightly more skilled, slightly more stealth.
Yep.
All right. We've got other things we're going to talk about as well, I promise.
Oh, good.
The Eagles fans, no trash talking because, right at the end of the game, you lost. Atlanta beat you 22-21, sorry.
Missed it by that much.
And actually, he made the winning field goal for Atlanta. So he didn't miss it. It was Shaquan Barkley that dropped the ball with a 3rd-and-3 or something. Yeah.
And then it went away.
Yeah. All right. A lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah! It's here, Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have tickets to give away for the Black Tie Blue Jeans Annual Barbecue, Republican Executive Committee, City of Alachua, the Building of Legacy, and they're going to have the Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be there. So that's always a great time. Tickets are valued at, I believe, about $195 for a pair.
Yeah.
And so the food's always awesome. Oh, the company and the people around you are great people, great Americans.
Like-minded.
So, yes, indeed. So, enjoy. But we'll have some tickets we'll start giving away tomorrow for that one. All right, what else did I want to mention? Maybe the time check? It is 6:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Governor DeSantis, he's been touting the Florida prepaid college program. And I got to tell you, we did that for our kids. I know I've heard the debates. Oh, a 529 is more flexible and this and that. And that. Look, to make sure my kids could get a college education, we could afford it. They were little then. We paid the rates that whatever they were back in the, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And so it worked out unbelievably well for us. I think it's a great program. But talk to your financial people. Maybe if you're in a higher financial bracket, there might be other opportunities that make more sense. Mm-hmm. But for us back in the day when we were struggling, like a lot of folks, as you're raising kids, in our case, three kids, so all three of them were able to graduate from the University of Florida. And I'm still very proud of that. And I'm going to say they didn't incur any additional cost. They all went on for, you know, higher extended degrees. And I'm like, see you later, sucker. You kids are on your own now.
Well, yeah, especially an overachiever in there. Like,
I had to graduate from UF three times.
Well, you know, I want to make sure you get it right.
But you know what? She made good for it because she just made me a grandpa the other day. So she's off the hook now.
Okay.
She's good.
There you go. She's good.
No, but anyway, my point is Governor DeSantis was highlighting the success of the Florida prepaid program, and he encouraged parents to claim available refunds. So I immediately went to the website way before I told you people because I didn't want to fight the online traffic just a couple of minutes ago. And yeah, there's a thing that, well, if you're in the system and have been logged on within the last 10 years, it'll make it easier for you. I'm not sure of this, so I'm going to forward the information to my wonderful children's mom and see. Might have some cash laying in there.
I ain't talking.
Yeah. But I think it's a great program. And Governor DeSantis announced record refunds to parents through the prepaid program encourages all Florida families to take advantage of an affordable prepaid college plan. And it's a lot more flexible than it was when we got involved. There's reciprocal programs that are accepted at different colleges, maybe not 100%. Everybody's got different rules. You can look into it. But, you know, when I did it, people said, well, that's only for, you know, like Florida schools. And I said, yeah, what's wrong with that? Yeah. Well, what if you move? My kids go to school in Florida. I mean, what are they, they going to hate me for that?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. But everything has worked out.
Everybody doesn't go to school in their backyard, you know?
But look, this was a way to know that our kids were going to get, a shot and not have to bear a lot of financial responsibility. So it worked out very, very well for us. I'm a fan of the program, and apparently the governor is too. And so that's a good thing. Educate our kids. And you know, University of Florida, a lot of people don't realize, is really a bargain. It's a top 10 university, but their tuition rates are amongst the best. And I remember when there was some working hard to keep raising the tuition, and it has gone up. But yeah, I remember one time I said, "Look, they're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. The mission of a state school is to educate first and foremost, the local population at an affordable rate." And they've done that. And they wanted to jack the rates up. I said, whoa. You're every year ranking higher and higher. You're doing exactly what you've set out to do. This is through several leadership changes and presidents at the University of Florida. They've been successful. I go, you've got a great thing going.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up. Which is basically what I told my kids when they went to school there.
Yeah.
Here's an opportunity. Don't.
Yes.
Mess it up.
Yes.
Well, I said that to the girls. To Robbie, I was probably slightly more abrupt.
More blunt. Yeah.
Because my toxic masculinity.
Well, you got to get it through that boy skull of his.
That's it.
You know.
That thick skull of his. But
wonder what
he's in medical school, so.
Yeah. Is that hereditary? Wonder. That old thick skull thing.
I don't know. I have to ponder that because I'm not sure what you're which could answer your question.
Proves my point.
Which
It could be.
Answer your question. All right. So there's that on that. Donald Trump Jr. took to social media to say that the need to have conversations with my five young children about radical leftists trying to kill their grandfather is starting to get really old.
Wow.
Can you? That is not something that the average person ever worries about, that conversation.
No.
You know, the conversation is like, yes, your grandfather is a little wacky doodle. Yes, your grandfather thinks he's younger than he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he still rides motorcycles and tells off-color jokes. That's just your grandfather.
Right.
I'm not referring to me.
Yeah.
But to have a conversation, hey, kids, there's some people for various reasons that dislike what your grandfather represents to the point to where they actually want to try to put a bullet through his head.
Mm.
How do you?
Oh. On more than one occasion.
Yeah.
How do you have that conversation?
Yeah.
Well,
and
here we go again.
And you can only protect and isolate your children so much.
Yeah.
If they go to school, kids are talking, whatever the case may be. What a sad, sad thing to think of, though, that you have to have a conversation with your kids about the fact that their grandpa might get murdered.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Trash Talking Tuesday continues thanks to Florence Recycling, and you never have to miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. It's on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. No charge. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Fact check? Ain't no fact checkers around here. That was ABC News. That was their newsroom.
Really? Yeah.
Ain't no fact checkers around here.
That was the official response?
Yeah.
Wow.
Might as well have been. Yeah, they only fact checked one candidate. Apparently, that was their plan all along. Possibly part of an actual agreement with Kamala's people. That's crazy. You set the ground rules. You go,
wow.
I want you to catch him in every lie. And what if you misspeak? Nope. Yep. Can you imagine that? They're calling the shots on how the debate is going to be done. I mean, it's one thing to say mic's on or mic's off or clap on, clap off.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to
Yeah.
Go so far as to say, oh, yeah, and we want live fact-checking on him. On him. On that guy. All right.
Amazing.
And I know ladies might not be looking for that guy. Maybe they are. But women are. I'll get back into the fact-checking and all that, by the way. Yeah. But we must take these brief little respites from time to time. There's another world out there beyond death and destruction, doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Although some people say it's not a much happier world, the dating world. So women are using, I guess they're looking for a beast because they're using the 666 dating rule. Yeah. Yeah.
What's this?
Looking for the perfect beast.
Okay.
No, it has nothing to do with symbolism or numerology. What it has to do with is women on dating profiles are looking for 666 men, and that refers to men who are 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Have six-pack abs and...
Yes.
What'd you think? What do you think the next one is?
I have no clue.
What, take a guess.
I have no clue.
You really don't?
I have no clue.
What's important?
Money.
There you go. Six figures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, my wife lost out.
Yeah.
It'll strike three.
Well, yeah. I didn't even quite reach 6 foot. Now I've shrunken to well below that now. Oh, my gosh. I remember when, my dad, Mike, Dad, every time I see you, you're getting a little shorter, he goes, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Like there's anything you can do about it.
Now you're living it.
It's not funny. No. It's better than not.
Yeah.
So 6 foot, have six-pack abs, and make over six figures.
Mm.
Some women claim to use the rule to find men who fit the bill and help narrow down the seemingly never-ending lineup of potential matches on dating apps. Oh, you're narrowing it down, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
If the guy's got six-pack abs and he makes over six figures, there's a guy who's working real hard and going to the gym a lot, and you might not see him.
No, he's got no lot. Time for you. No.
All right, so, yeah, this is the new thing. While the wide array of dating apps would appear to help younger adults find their one and only, the endless possibilities of swiping right has made it more difficult for many young adults to settle down. Aww. Yeah, it's almost like going into a restaurant, and there's just too many things on the menu.
Yeah.
You know, so have you done that where you just look up and you go, well, that looks pretty, that looks good. That looks good. And there's like five things and you haven't even finished the menu that you're interested in.
Oh, no, there's a place on Newberry like that, you know, just a huge menu. You're like, I can't even begin to think what I want.
Yeah. That's why you go to a Mexican restaurant. It is the same slop, just called something different. You know?
Rearrange it.
Yeah.
Rearrange it.
So a recent survey from a dating app, Flirtini. Flirtini.
I get what I'm saying there. Yeah.
Found that a whopping 80% of women are open to lowering their standards in order to meet a mate. Experts do recommend daters should be more selective when deciding what apps to use and who to choose. However, being too picky can backfire, leaving you home alone on a Friday night.
Oh.
Yep. And one of the so-called dating experts or whatever said, both men and women have crazy expectations for their partner, and I feel sad for a lot of them who are clearly feeling lonely and going to remain single forever. And she said that she encourages daters to have dating deal breakers, but recommends that they be focused on deeper politics or topics such as politics. And views on child rearing. Really? Yeah, that'll narrow it down a little bit. The politics thing.
Big time.
That'll pretty much cut it in half right there.
Quickly.
Yeah. So anyway, but I just thought that was interesting that there's a term and that the old 666, you know.
That's kind of odd, but yeah.
You know, and the males are still stuck in that old, you know.
Oh,
she's a brick. House. I should have got you to cue that up. I thought about it, but then. Yeah. But what's the number there then?
There's a number I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's like 36.
Oh, 36, 24, 36.
It is,
it's
in that
old
one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get that confused with
24, 36.
With AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie.
Oh.
They give some numbers that would be somewhat distorted.
Hmm.
I mean, Unless you're into the, you know.
I'm going to watch Bob get out of this one now. Here, Bob, here's a shovel.
The big booty and you cannot lie. Okay, I'm done now. back to doom and gloom, death and destruction. Sorry. No, this is a serious one. This is Kamala opening her trap and being completely wrong, and it is disgraceful, and I'll explain why. Yeah, I'll explain why. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky. Crank it up, pump it up, rise and shine, take it all in. Another blessing from the Creator. It is it's 6:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Did I mention it's a Trash Talking Tuesday? Because it is, next to Florence Recycling.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here you go. Fact-checking on one side only. It's alleged now that that was kind of part of the agreement with Kamala coming in to do the debate. You're only going to fact-check him, not me. Which would lead you to believe, well, does that mean that you may not tell the truth every time? Kind of opens the door there, doesn't it?
Wow.
So there's a video out, apparently, that's making the rounds. And it's a clip of Kamala during the debate. Mm-hmm. And the claims that she made. And this is it verbatim.
Yeah.
And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in an active duty in a combat zone, in any war zone around the world, the first time this century.
Okay.
Wow. And so this video really captures it because a soldier is then heard saying, wait, what? And then the video pans over to at least five other soldiers watching the debate inside of a tent.
Oh, no.
Inside of a tent.
Uh-huh.
One soldier then says, so where the blank are we right now?
Oh,
and then the other guys kind of laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the caption of the video says, full of lies with a Pinocchio emoji. The video was first posted on an Instagram account, and it was credited to the person who filmed the video. The person did not answer questions from people asking where he was deployed at, citing operational security. Duh.
Yeah.
However, one Instagram commentator said it appeared they were deployed in northeast Syria because the person filmed the video liked that comment. Well,
you know who should have known without even asking where they were?
The vice president of the United States? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, because you know you're next in line for that whole commander-in-chief gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to practice for that just like she practiced for the debate.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to practice.
Yeah. For it. Not going to really do anything. But
So the Biden-Harris administration in June submitted a periodic report to Congress updating members of where U.S. troops are deployed. And that said, there was a small presence of U.S. troops in Syria to conduct operations against terrorists. It said Iraq and Syria, part of a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS, United States Armed Forces are working by, with, and through local partners to conduct operations against ISIS forces in Iraq and Syria and against al-Qaeda in Syria to limit the potential resurgence. A small presence of United States Armed Forces remains strategically significant in significant locations in Syria to conduct operations, et cetera, et cetera. There are nearly 1,000 troops currently on bases in Syria, according to USA Today, based on information from DOD. They noted that while major civil war hostilities in both Syria and Iraq have gradually eased, but both places are mired in low-level conflict. Well, here's real-world stuff for you, okay? Just 2 weeks ago, August 31st, seven U.S. soldiers were injured while leading a military raid in western Iraq that killed members of a terrorist group, the Islamic State, IS, right? They were armed with grenades and suicide bombs, but they're not in harm's way, Greg.
That sounds like combat to me.
It sort of does. January, three U.S. soldiers stationed on the border of Jordan and Syria were killed after their base was targeted by Iran-backed militia.
So we've had some more loss of life under the Biden administration, who said we've had none.
Correct.
Okay, just checking.
After Harris's claim, which ABC News debate moderators did not fact check, they didn't fact check any of her.
I'm fact checking right now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Senator J.D. Vance called her not fit to serve. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting is that apparently right now as we speak, because we have information on that, that Iran is moving Houthis and Hamas into Iraq to destabilize more of that region, to wreak havoc, and yes, if they get a chance, to kill U.S. service members. So when Kamala Harris said that, and she had to know that that was a bold statement, she also knew that it wasn't going to be fact-checked. And she also knew that although she might get called out on talk radio and, you know, conservative or center, middle of the road media, the vast majority of the media, far left leaning, they're not going to even bring it up.
See, not to be critical, but I guess I am. This is where Donald Trump needed to let somebody prep him for all this stuff so that he could have had responses. He let a lot of opportunities go.
And it, and you know what, though? It is hard to study for...
Oh, I get that.
You know,
I get that.
It's kind of like looking at the dictionary to get ready for a spelling bee.
Exactly.
Mean,
which ones are do you go for? And I totally get that. I just... yeah, you know.
Yeah, and who... Look, after Biden said that no soldiers died under his watch, she saw that there was... very, very little blowback. Zero blowback.
That's my point.
From the left to center media. So, yeah, I guess part strategically you would have said, well, he got away with that. Is she going to pull something similar? And I would have said, honestly, if I was coaching, I'd go, oh, look, he went down that path and he pretty much got away with it. But she won't be stupid enough to do that.
Well.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I mean, I guess it is believable. In fact, here's the story. Iran is bolstering its influence in Iraq by moving its leaders of its proxy terrorist organizations, Hamas and Yemeni Houthi movement. And this is being reported in the New York Times. So you can't say, oh, that's some kind of warmongering right wing, blah, blah, blah. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope. The Iraqi government has not openly boasted of helping its proxies expand their influence in Baghdad. The New York Times noted that it only confirmed the official presence of Hamas and the Houthis in the Iraqi capital via unnamed officials, and that both terrorist organizations are attempting to keep a low profile in the country. Yeah. Low profile doesn't mean they're not extremely dangerous. This means they... want to try to go unnoticed until what?
They've got
planning an execution of possibly a major terrorist attack.
Yeah, right.
Yep. We've got a lot more to talk about. You're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue on demand. Go to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast and hit subscribe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.